Catherine Carlock, welcome.
Hi, Audrey.
We're hearing that there's some frustration in Greensboro because there hasn't been a big company to land in that area for a while. Like, we had the FedEx hub.
Right. A couple of years ago, you know, we had HondaJet, FedEx Ground in Kernersville. You know, while there have been, you know, several significant steps taken towards an economic recovery, we're still just not quite there yet. And as we've seen in a recent State of the City report, we're still in this fledgling economic recovery. And now, with it being 2014, there's a lot of kind of frustration and impatience in the business community and the brokerage community. And a lot of that is sort of creeping its way up into the local government. And what I'm hearing from several of my sources is that there are actually conversations going on now at both the city and the county level in Greensboro and Guilford County of how do we want to handle economic development going forward? How do we want to structure economic development to the point where part of the discussion is, would we want to remove funding from the Greensboro Partnership, which is the umbrella organization for all economic, business, and community development in Greensboro? And would we want to, you know, either bring that in-house, use it elsewhere? Really, both the county and the city are kind of looking at 2014 as a way to say, how do we want to move forward?
Well, in this week's Business Journal, you have a very boggling graphic that really kind of lays out how economic development is done there right now. So can you step us through a little bit for what is existing right now?
Right now, the city is sort of the big pocketbook for a lot of economic development in Greensboro. They have their own economic development and business support office, their economic development fund that has control over incentives. Overall, the city spends about $3.75 million, or has allocated $3.75 million in this year's fiscal budget for economic development activities. Some of that goes to the Greensboro Partnership, which, again, is this umbrella organization over Action Greensboro, sort of the community development organization, and the Greensboro Economic Development Alliance, which is the primary business and industry recruitment group in the city of Greensboro. Then there's the whole host of different organizations and big projects that are all sort of taking responsibility for different economic development projects. There's Opportunity Greensboro, which sort of spun out of Action Greensboro and is responsible for the Union Square campus, the shared collaborative facility between all of Greensboro's colleges and universities. There's the Downtown Greensboro Incorporated, which is the Downtown Greensboro booster group, really, that is looking at taking a much larger role in downtown economic development moving forward. So there's a lot of different moving parts and pieces for one city.
So what's under discussion now is, can Greensboro really do that better?
What's under discussion now is, again, we've been hearing for so long that we're on the right path, that we're almost there, but what can be done better? And now that we're into 2014 and we're out of this kind of period that economists were pointing to say, this is going to take 7 or 8 years for us to recover from this recession, both the county and the city are saying, okay, now we're here. It's the beginning of the year. Let's kind of look at how we've got this structured, how we've got this organized. Can this be more efficient? Can this be more effective? Can we streamline things a little better? And actually, on Monday, January 27th, the city council is sitting down with the Greensboro Partnership to just say, hey, look, let's kind of look at what we've done so far. Let's take account all of our successes, all of our wins. You know, FedEx, HondaJet, we've had several kind of big projects, LFUSA, you know, we've had some wins. But how can we land that big fish in the future? The partnership really, it focuses on five cluster areas, and it's seen a lot of traction there. You know, we saw Greensboro potentially considered for the Boeing plant, and that's, it's pretty significant that we're even on the list to be considered, even though, you know, Boeing did choose to stay in Washington State. But the fact that we could, in 2 weeks, create a proposal for a company of that size is pretty significant. So the question really is just saying, let's kind of look at the lay of the land and let's see how we want to move forward in the future.
Catherine Carlock, thank you so much.
Thanks, Audrey.